Welcome to the Talking People podcast. In this episode, I am going to describe my fridge. I have included all kinds of things, but you can make it shorter. Shorter. Okay, the comparative. Shorter. At the elementary level, the A1 level, monologues last for about a minute. 1 minute. Okay, about a minute. So make your monologue shorter if you like. Let's get started. I'm going to speak about my fridge. What's in my fridge? On the top shelf, I keep the dairy products. There are some low-fat yogurts. There is some cheese. And there is some butter too. Oh, and there are some eggs. There are 5 eggs. On the middle shelf, there is some Spanish ham. It's not boiled ham, it's cured ham. And there is a container with some food leftovers. I think it's yesterday's potato salad. There is another container with chorizo and salchichón. That's like salami. It's very popular in Spain. On the bottom shelf, there is some chicken, 2 breasts. There are 2 steaks, too. On the very bottom shelf, there are some drinks. There is beer. Well, there are 2 cans of beer. There is some Coke. Well, there are 4 cans of Coke. And there is some orange juice. And there are 2 cans of lemon soda. The bottom drawers are for vegetables. Native speakers say veggies. There are some green vegetables. Fresh spinach for salads. There is some parsley. And there are 2 lettuces. There is some broccoli, 2 zucchini. In British English, it's 2 courgettes. An eggplant, in British English is an aubergine. There is a green bell pepper and a red bell pepper. We also have some baby carrots and a few cherry tomatoes. Oh, and there are a few lemons too. In the door, on the bottom shelf, we keep the milk. At the moment, there is a bottle of milk. There is also some Coke. Or there is some Coke. There is a bottle of Coke. On the middle shelf, there are some jars of jam. There is some strawberry jam. There is some blackberry jam. Some apricot jam. And a jar of plum jam. On the top shelf, there is some mayonnaise. Native speakers say mayo. There are 3 yards of mustard. There is some ketchup, too. And there is a cheese dip. We have it with crackers, with nachos, or with celery or carrot sticks. This is healthier. In the freezer, there is some fish and meat. And behind that, there are some frozen veggies too. There is also some chocolate ice cream. I love chocolate ice cream. And there are 4 ice cube trays, one on top of the other. That's my fridge. Well, but I have more food in the kitchen. On the kitchen table, there is a bowl with ripe fruit. There are a few bananas. Some oranges and some apples. There is a pear. And we also have a jar of nuts. In the kitchen cupboards, we keep the flour, the sugar, the salt, the spices, and some cans of soup. There are some pulses, 1 kilo of lentils, and 1/2 kilo of chickpeas. There is some rice. There is also some coffee, some chamomile tea, and some cocoa. and noodles to make soup, and pasta, of course. Last, we have a cloth bag for the bread. Spanish bread is like French bread, not like British bread, okay? Like baguettes. Well, that's all. I suppose you need to practice the pronunciation of some of the words in this monologue. Shelf, shelf. Dairy products. Ham, ham. Not ham. Don't say that. Say ham with an M and a H. Ham. Not boiled ham. Not boiled ham. Cured ham. Cured ham. Food leftovers. Food leftovers. That's when you are full and you cannot finish the food you have on the plate. Sometimes you keep it for later, and that is food leftovers. Sometimes you throw it away. Sometimes you throw it away. But sometimes you say, oh, I'll eat this later on. And you keep it in a container in the fridge. Potato salad, salami, that's like salami. Salchichon is like salami. Chorizo is like salami. They have another word, red sausage. Red sausage. You know sausages? Sausages? German people call them Bratwurst, I think. Well, it's very popular in Spain. Then chicken, two breasts of chicken. The breast is the front part. There are no bones, no bones. It's all meat. It's all the breast of the chicken, okay? Steaks, remember, steaks. Steaks is meat, okay? A steak, not stick. Stick is palo. Don't say that. Steak, steak. Steak is filete. Bottom shelf, bottom shelf. Then orange juice, orange juice. Lemon soda, lemon soda. Drawers, drawers. So, the bottom drawers are for vegetables. V-v-v. So you go vetch, vetch, vegetables, tables, tables, vegetables, vegetables. The first one is a V and the second one is a B, B. Vegetables, veggies, veggies, fresh spinach, fresh spinach. Okay, parsley, parsley, lettuce in the singular, lettuce, the green thing we put in salads, okay? Lettuce in the plural, lettuces, 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 broccoli, zucchini, okay? Zucchini or courgettes, courgettes, that's French, but that's British, okay? British English. Courgettes. Eggplant or aubergine. Aubergine. The zucchini is green outside and white inside. And the eggplant is, again, white inside but purple outside. And it is bigger, okay? A green bell pepper. A pepper can be skinny, can be thin, but the bell pepper is like Spanish green peppers. Green, red, or yellow peppers, okay? Those fat ones are bell peppers because they are like bells. Baby carrots, and cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes are very small tomatoes. They look like cherries. Little round red fruits. A few lemons. Where we keep the milk. We keep the milk. This is This is short. This is short. This is where we keep long. This is where we keep stretch your lips backwards. Okay, where we keep the milk short again. This is short. Where we keep long the milk short. Listen. This is where we keep the milk. This is where we keep the milk. Coke is a trademark, okay? You can say cola, C-O-L-A, cola. Jars of jam with an M. Jars of jam. Strawberry jam, blackberry jam, apricot jam, and a jar of plum jam. Okay, a jar of plum jam. Mayonnaise, mayo for short. Mustard. Dijon mustard is very good. That's French. French mustard is very good. Ketchup. Cheese dip. Again, cheese long. Okay, a long I. Cheese dip. Short I. Okay, a cheese dip. To dip is to put into a liquid. You can dip your cookies, your biscuits, in the coffee, in your coffee in the mornings. A cheese dip is something that you eat not with a fork. You eat it using a cracker or a nacho, or sometimes you peel the carrot, and you cut the carrot in long sticks, and then you dip the carrot stick in the cheese dip. There are different kinds of dips, okay? This is healthier. Healthier is the comparative form of healthy, okay? Healthier, más saludable, healthier. Fish. Meat, frozen, vegetables, again, vegetables, chocolate, ice cream, ice cubes, a bowl with ripe fruit, not fruit, okay, fruit, ripe fruit is sweet, but if the fruit is not ripe, it's not good, really. You have to wait. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you have to wait until the fruit is ripe. When the fruit is ripe, you can eat it. If the fruit is not ripe, you cannot put it in the fridge, okay? You cannot put it in the fridge. You only put it in the fridge if the fruit is ripe, okay? Oranges. In the singular, orange. In the plural, oranges. Apples. Don't say apples. Apples. Nuts, chestnuts, and peanuts, cacahuetes, peanuts, and well, you have different kinds. Cupboards. Yes, not cupboards. No, cupboards. Flower. The pronunciation of flower is the same as the pronunciation of a little flower. You know, in spring, there are a lot of flowers because plants bloom. Plants bloom. Plants begin to have flowers. Well, the pronunciation of flower, Arina, is the same as the pronunciation of flower. Flower power. Flower power is the hippie movement. Make love, not war. Okay? Well, sugar, salt, spices, soup, pulses. What is pulses? Pulses. Well, pulses are lentils, chickpeas. What is chickpeas? Peas are green, little, round things. Okay, peas. But a chickpea is, well, in Madrid, the typical meal, the typical dish is chickpea stew. Chickpea stew. I'm going to spell it. Two words. The first word is chickpea, C-H-I-C-K-P-E-A, chickpea, C-H-I-C-K-P-E-A. And then the second word is stew, or stew in the United States too. Stew, S-T-E-W, S-T-E-W. Chickpea stew is the typical dish of Madrid. So pulses are lentils, chickpeas, beans, not green beans, white beans, red beans, black beans, frijole beans, you know, not green. The others are pulses. Then rice, favorite for children, okay? Fried eggs and rice. Coffee, chamomile tea or teas, okay? Red tea, green tea. There are many kinds of teas. Chamomile tea is good for your stomach when it hurts, when you have a stomach ache. Cocoa. Cocoa is powdered chocolate. You put it in the milk. Okay? Noodles. Well, noodles is very, very small spaghetti. You know what I mean? Very small spaghettis. Like that. Noodles to make soup. Mafalda by Kino. Mafalda hated noodle soup. Mafalda hated noodle soup. Okay? Or Mafalda hates noodle soup because Mafalda will never die. Hooray for Mafalda. Well, and pasta. Spaghetti, cannelloni, whatever. All the Italian things are pasta. Okay, Gucci or something like that. Well, and then a cloth bag. Clothes are the things we wear. A skirt, a shirt, trousers, a pair of trousers. And cloth is the material. Okay, a cloth bag, because usually it's a plastic bag. And now I'm going to give you some extra vocabulary in case you have questions. About the fridge, I used the word drawers, okay? The drawers at the bottom of the fridge, right? Well, the drawers can be called bins or boxes too. So that's it. I mentioned shelf and the plural shelves with a V. Shelves. Well, shelves are also called tires, como hilera, or sometimes people call them trays, como bandeja, trays. Then containers, Tupperware is a trademark, a brand, okay? We have plastic containers and glass, made of glass, okay? And then the congelador is the freezer. The freezer, it's also called the ice box. Actually, on the Talking People podcast, we recorded a beautiful poem called called This Is Just to Say by William Carlos Williams. And in this poem that is about plums, frozen plums, the plums are kept in the icebox, okay? Listen to the poem and learn it by ear, by heart. Fruit and vegetables, because we don't say fruit and vegetables. We say like rock and roll, rock and roll. Fruit and vegetables, fruit and vegetables. A piece of fruit, una porción, a piece of fruit. How many pieces of fruit do you have a day? How many pieces of fruit do you have a day? A piece of fruit, 2 pieces of fruit. Yes, piece, P-I-E-C-E, P-I-E-C-E, sounds exactly the same as peace. We want peace in the world. That peace is P-E-A-C-E, P-E-A-C-E, peace, okay? Both sound the same. If you're in a restaurant, you say, I would like some fruit for dessert. What have you got? I would like some fruit for dessert. What have you got? Or what can I have? What can I have? Or what do you have? What do you have? Or what is there for dessert? What is there for dessert? And then you can say, okay, then I'll have an apple. I'll, because it is a spontaneous decision, okay? I'll have an apple. When you haven't planned it, you say, spontaneously, you say, I'll have an apple then. A crunchy red apple, please. Crunchy. It should go crunch. It shouldn't be like an old potato, you know? It should be crunchy. A crunchy red apple, please. Then you have more fruit and vegetables. Pineapples, pineapples. Figs, figs. Grapes, grapes. Melon, melon. Watermelon, watermelon. That's the red one. Clementines, clementines. Nectarines, nectarines. This is the same, right? As in Spanish. Peaches, peaches, peach, peaches. Mango, mangoes. Mango, mangoes. Avocados, avocados. Celery, celery. Leeks, leeks. You use leeks when you prepare vichyssoise. That's leeks and mashed potatoes. Well, it's a kind of soup, cold soup, and it's made with leeks and potatoes. Garlic, garlic. Cabbage, cabbage. Cauliflower, cauliflower. Green beans, green beans. I love green beans with boiled potatoes. I love that. Green beans. Artichoke, artichoke. Asparagus, asparagus. And more pulses in English are white beans, red beans. Red beans are very typical in the Anglo-Saxon world. Frijoles. Frijoles beans. Frijoles beans are the most nutritious of all the beans, of all the pulses, all the beans. Okay, then you have marmalade, but I didn't use the word marmalade, right? When I was saying strawberry jam, blackberry jam, and all that. Why? Because marmalade can only be orange or lemon. Orange or lemon marmalade. And then jam is the name for the other flavors. For the other flavors. And prepositions, I didn't use them a lot. It's easier to use them also in shopping baskets, you know. But anyway, in the corner, when it is a fridge or a room, okay? In the corner, next to the milk, okay? Next to the milk, there is a bottle of white wine. Next to the milk, there is a bottle of white wine. On the container, there is a saucer with a piece of meat. On the container is closed. And on the container, there is a saucer. A saucer is a small plate. It's a small plate. There is a saucer with a piece of meat. With a piece of meat. At the back of the fridge, at the back of the fridge, or you can say further back, there is a box of chocolates. Between the milk and the wine, there is a bottle of soda. Soda is a soft drink. There are different flavors. You have cherry soda, cola soda, that's what we call Coke, really. Orange soda, lemon, tonic water, but people usually use the trademark, okay, the brand. You usually say an orange Schweppes, for instance, or lemon Mirinda, or, you know, we use the trademarks, like with tampons, we say Tampax, or, you know. Okay then, that's all for today. Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Are you going to open the door of your fridge now? Have a nice day.